NPR and funny. Kind of an interesting combination, sort of Edward R. Murrow meets Jerry Lewis. You could introduce them, but would they get along? Well, here's the surprise. Funny people, I mean very funny people, have been walking in and out of National Public Radio for years talking to us. And there have been moments, so I'm a little nervous to say this out loud, that have been very fine, out of the ordinary, because between you and me, we are very good at analyzing things here at NPR. Somebody laughs, what do? We call in a laugh expert.
Well, laughter is a series of short vowel-like sounds that last about a 15th of a second that repeat every fifth of a second.
That's just in case you didn't know how to do it yourself. We like to be helpful and informative, sometimes ridiculously so.
We bring you the history of mayonnaise.
I set out on a journey to learn everything I could about my lobotomy.
By the way, did I ever tell you the time I shot my first husband in the foot?
But every so often, a truly ridiculous person comes in here and makes us seem only slightly ridiculous. I'm talking about David Sedaris, Larry David, Sarah Silverman, Justice Stephen Breyer, Carl Reiner, Dimitri Martin, Steve Martin, Lily Tomlin. Yeah, I know I slipped in a Supreme Court justice, but you'll see why in a moment. So let's begin. What follows is not one, but two CDs of driveway moments guaranteed to make you at least sort of smile. We begin with Dame Edna Everidge, who was fabulous before they invented the word fabulous. Dame Edna is a woman of the world. She knows everybody who matters, and yet somehow she always seems to matter a little more than they do. I have been told, by the way, that Dame Edna has a very intimate relationship with an Australian comedian named Barry Humphries, but let's turn it over to NPR's Scott Simon.
Dame Edna, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott, and hello, viewers.